Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back to the story of Jesus. Yesterday, we learned about the Sabbath and how we can keep it holy. Today, we are going to learn about Jesus, the Good Shepherd. So, grab a fuzzy blanket and your favorite stuffed animal, because it's time to follow Jesus. This is the story of Jesus, chapter 12, the Good Shepherd. The Savior spoke of himself as a shepherd, and of the disciples as his flock. He said, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine." Christ was soon to leave his disciples, and he said this to give them comfort. When he should be no more with them, they would remember his words. Whenever they saw a shepherd watching his flock, they would think of the Savior's love and care for them. In that land, the shepherd stayed with his flock day and night. Over the rocky hills and through the forest, he led them by day to pleasant, grassy fields by the riverside. Through the night, he watched them, guarding them from wild beasts and from robbers that were often lurking near. Tenderly, he cared for the feeble and sickly ones, the little lambs he took in his arms and carried in his bosom. However large the flock, the shepherd knew every sheep. He had a name for each and called it by its name. So Christ, the heavenly shepherd, cares for his flock that is scattered throughout the world. He knows us all by name. He knows the very house in which we live and the name of each inmate. He cares for each one as if there was not another in the whole world. The shepherd went before his sheep and met all the dangers. He encountered the wild beasts, the robbers, sometimes. The shepherd was killed while guarding his flock. So the Savior guards his flock of disciples. He has gone before us. He has lived on earth as we live. He was a child, a youth, a man. He overcame Satan and all his temptations so that we may overcome. He died to save us. Though now he is in heaven, he does not forget us for a moment. He will safely keep every sheep. Not one that follows him can be taken by the great enemy. A shepherd might have 100 sheep, but if one was missing, he did not stay with those that were in the fold. He went to search for the lost one. Out in the dark night, through the storm, over mountains and valleys, he would go. He would not rest till the sheep was found. Then he took it in his arms and carried it back to the fold. He did not complain of the long, hard search, but gladly said, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." So the care of the Savior, shepherd, is not for those only who are in the fold. He says, "The Son of Man is come to save that which was lost." I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents, more than over 99 just persons, which need no repentance. We have sinned and have wandered away from God. Christ says we are like the sheep that has wandered away from the fold. He came to help us live without sin. This he calls bringing us back to the fold. When we return with the shepherd and cease to sin, Christ says to the angels in heaven, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." And a joyful anthem rings out from the angelic choir, filling all heaven with richest melody. Christ presents to us no picture of a sorrowful shepherd returning without the sheep. Here is the pledge that not even one of the straying sheep of God's fold is overlooked. Not one is left unhelped. Every one that will submit to be ransomed, the Savior will rescue from the wilds of sin. Then let every wanderer from the fold take courage. The Good Shepherd is searching for you. Remember that his work is to save that which was lost. That means you. To doubt the possibility of your salvation is to doubt the saving power of him who purchased you at an infinite cost. Let faith take the place of unbelief. Look at the hands that were pierced for you and rejoice in their power to save. Remember that God and Christ are interested in you, and that all the host of heaven are engaged in the work for the salvation of sinners. While Christ was on earth, he showed by his miracles that he had power to save unto the uttermost. By curing the diseases of the body, he showed that he was able to take away sin from the heart. He caused the lame to walk, the deaf to hear, the blind to see. He cleansed the poor lepers and healed the man with palsy and those who had all kinds of diseases. By his word, even the devils were driven out from the ones whom they had been possessing. Those who saw this wonderful work were astonished and said, "What a word is this! For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." At the command of Jesus, Peter was able to walk on the water, but he had to keep his eyes on the Savior. As soon as he looked away, he began to doubt and sink. Then he cried, "Lord, save me!" And the Savior's hand was stretched forth to lift him up. So whenever one cries to him for help, the hand of Christ is stretched forth to save. The Savior raised the dead to life. One of these was the widow's son at Nain. The people were carrying him to the grave when they met Jesus. He took the young man by the hand, lifted him up, and gave him alive to his mother. Then the company went back to their homes with shouts of rejoicing and praise to God. So also the daughter of Jairus was raised, and by Christ's word, Lazarus, who had been dead 4 days, was called forth from the tomb. So when Christ shall come to earth again, his voice will pierce the tombs, and the dead in Christ shall rise to glorious immortal life, and so shall they ever be with the Lord. It was a wonderful work done by our Lord during his ministry on earth. Of this work he spoke in answer he sent to John the Baptist. John was in prison and had become despondent. He was even troubled by doubts as to whether Jesus was really the Messiah. So he sent some of his followers to ask the Savior, "Are you he that should come, or do we look for another?" When the messengers came to Jesus, there were about him many sick whom he was healing. All day the messengers waited, while he worked with a tireless activity to help the suffering ones. At last he said, "Go, and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." So, for 3.5 years, Jesus went about doing good. Then the time came for his ministry on earth to be finished. With his disciples, he must go up to Jerusalem to be betrayed, condemned, and crucified. Thus were to be fulfilled his own words, "The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. To be continued. It's time now for our questions. Question number one, what did Jesus describe himself as? He said, "I am the good what?" Question number two, do we ever have to worry that Jesus won't want us back if we do something we shouldn't have done? Do we ever have to worry that he will say, "Nope, you've just gone too far. Sorry, can't forgive you." Do we ever have to worry about that? And question number three, what does heaven do when somebody decides to follow Jesus and repents? What happens in heaven? when you decide to come to Jesus. You can send your answers to us at aplacetodosomething@gmail.com, or you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook at aplacetodosomething. And I hope that whether or not you send us your answers, you're still answering them and thinking about these chapters and contemplating, meditating upon what these things mean. Sometimes they're big concepts, but these are all concepts that we can be thinking about and learning and understanding and learning more about how much Jesus loves you. Don't forget to check out the activity today at aplacetodosomething.com/thestory. And make sure to come back tomorrow for the next chapter in the story of Jesus.
This audio program was brought to you by A Place to Do Something and narrated by Ruthie Reeves. You can find more programs like this at www.aplacetodosomething.com.